Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all you tonight. Tonight is Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, Relationship Night. We'll be talking about relationships, and I'm also giving our prophecies as well concerning our relationships, and we'll have scenario questions here on our Relationship Night that we all be dealing with or have dealt with concerning our relationship. And if you're joining me for the first time, I am your host, First Lady Prophetess Ellen Bynum. Just thank you all for just being here live with me. I just want to say this as further announcements and a couple of messages, and people wanted to get in contact with me for various different reasons. Really, the best way to really catch up with me is to leave a message on the ministry site at facebook.com/ First Lady Prophetess Ellen Bynum. Also, you can leave me a message here at Blog Talk Radio. I periodically come on, and I will check my messages as well. I want to be able to be a blessing to you all and do what all God has called me to do on this assignment here at Blog Talk Radio. For the month of April 2016, if you're not aware of, for the month of April only, every Friday I will try my best to see if I can get a good number of prophets on to just speak to you all, to bless your life, and to work in the areas of your life that is needed. By all means, God get all the glory. None of this is possible without him. Last but not least, if you have any problems getting disconnected from the switchboard, I'll just recall back and I'll just re-log down your number, indicating that I see you and I know that you log back into the switchboard. You can listen to this broadcast via internet at blogtalkradio.com/prophecynight, or you could do what you're doing now, listen by via telephone number, area code 347-884-9664. Now, for tonight's Relationship Wednesday, I posted a question on my Facebook page. I didn't get any response or comments regarding it, but it's okay. Long I'm just releasing the word that God has given me. And our scenario relationship night question is this: a man of God / prophet who does full-time ministry relies on other people to support his financial needs. He becomes insulted when you address the above issue to him, but he don't find it insulting to ask people for money. My question to you tonight is, how would you address this issue? And you don't have to be in a relationship for people to ask for money. Anybody can ask for money. But for our scenario question tonight, and if you're just coming on and you miss our scenario question, I ask them to be obedient. I'm going to read that question again. Our tonight's relationship scenario question: a man of God / prophet who does full-time ministry relies on other people to support his financial needs. He becomes insulted when you address the above issue, but he don't find it insulting to ask people for money. How would you address this issue? Now, I know some of my callers, 832, I see you. I believe you're on the road, so I'm not going to open up the line, but I am going to open up the line, and I do want your feedback from this question and any other questions you have for me regarding your relationship. Now is the time. This has been put aside, by the Spirit of God to do relationship nights on Wednesday. Area code 917. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Area code 917. Oh, God bless you. We thank you for calling in. Please stay with us and remain on the line as well. Area code 904, God bless you. How are you on this evening?
I'm good. How are you on this evening?
I'm doing fine. I know you sound great.
Well, I'm laughing on the inside because the last Wednesday we talked, you know, so I called my sister today. I said, I got to call my sister before I get on this phone.
All right. Okay, so you remember the word of the Lord. Awesome. See, that's what it's all about, sharing God's word and then seeing the people taking heed to God's word, and God is going to honor you. Now, how would you address our relationship scenario question for tonight?
How would I address?
Yes. Meaning the question that I just read to you, our relationship scenario question, a man of God / prophet, you know, rely on other people to support his financial needs. And then on the other hand, he doesn't find it insulting to other people who he's constantly asking money for. How would you deal with that situation in that regard?
Maybe I missed the very, very beginning of the show.
Well, I just gave you the question twice. I just gave it to you twice. How would you deal with the man of God that is constantly asking people for money? Take your time.
Money is, you know, needed in ministry.
Okay, you say money is not needed. Not needed?
It is needed.
Okay.
I mean, you know, some people, you know, argue the difference as far as saying Jesus was poor, Jesus was this, and Jesus was that, and it's like, you know, I leave them alone because they haven't really, really read.
Right. Well, you know what? Let me just say this to you, and I thank you for giving us your input on it. You're right. Ministry is just like any other business. Ministry does need money. Ministry does need money, and it's just like any business. But I think the problem is that when you find leaders that is asking people beyond the giving of their gift. In other words, our gifts will make room for us. We don't have to go begging and ask the people for money. But there are leaders within the church that is going beyond that. And one thing that we have to be cautious to in constantly asking people for money, when we learn the operation of our gift, we begin to understand the vision that God has given us in ministry. So in other words, it takes away the vision. It takes away God's initial plan for someone that goes beyond begging and asking for money. So that's how I feel in that sense.
Okay. All right. I mean, I see your point now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, did you have any questions in regards to relationship you wanted to talk to me tonight about?
No.
Okay. Well, as always, you know how I am. I thank you for just joining me and just being with us. And it's my prayer that you all will be blessed in hearing God's words, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Erin Cole 904. She's always with us, and I thank God for her. You know, let me just, pull Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. And depending what translation, I believe I pulled the NIV version. But nevertheless, it reads in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, a gift opens the way and hurts the giver into the presence of the great. And I find this to be a very powerful but yet most vital scripture, because really God's given gift, as I indicated, will make room for you. So it's one thing in begging or constantly asking people for money. It is a man's responsibility to be able to take care of himself. If we look in a biblical perspective, and I'm not going to go all down between the Old and New Testament, but anybody that God sent out, you know, even the apostles, he made provisions for them. So it's impossible for God to give a plan or a vision and there's no provision. See, a lot of times, some people right now don't even see the vision. If you don't see the vision, and somebody needs to write this down, if you don't see the vision, then you don't know how to operate in the gift. And if you're not operating in the gift, how can provision come? So this is what we have to understand, that, and I see it a lot. I'm so disgusted with our social media. I wish I could come off today. But it's not about me personally being on, but it's about being on and reaching the people that God has put me assigned to reach. I cannot tell you how much fraud of constant money, and these are people in the church that are taking money unnecessary from other people. I said it. It totally disgusts me. That's why it's very important that we all have to know the word for ourselves. What greater relationship than that is the relationship that we first should have with God? And how a man going to be a man of God, and how is a man going to be a prophet if he cannot take care of his personal needs? The Apostle Paul went on many journeys or assignments for the Lord. And each place he went, even his prophets, he made provision for them. He never sent any of his people out alone causing them to beg or causing them to actually ask people for money. You see more events, more programs posted on Facebook from leaders and people of the church instead of posting how can I reach somebody's heart so they can learn and know the things of God. And that's a very, very, very important question. Our area code 832. Again, I'm not sure if you're on the road, but when I pull the lineup, just let me know, and we will not have you air live. God bless you, Eric.
I'm not on the road. I'm home, and I thank you. I'm home. I'm not on the road. I'm home. Thank God.
Well, praise God, you made it. What do you think about our relationship scenario question? A man of God, a prophet, looking for people to take care of his financial needs.
I don't think they should look for people to take care of. If God sent you out, you know, God called you to go out and prophesy and minister to people, he going to make a way. You know, he makes a video for his people. He's not going to send you out there, you know, empty-handed, because not. Don't get me wrong. Some church people use other people's money to get by. Some preachers, they're not doing it for God. I try to save people. They're doing it for the money. We're not supposed to be that way. Now, there are money that you do need money and most anything that you do. But if God, if you're the child of God, God's going to provide for you. He's going to make a way for you. Now, if someone want to give you a gift, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But just every time you open your mouth, it's money, money, money. You run people away from you when you do that. Because I know some churches do that. They have a bad habit with that money, you know. But I thank God that when he sends you out on your assignment for Virginia, he's going to make a way. you got to give from God. God going to provide for you. He's going to see that you get the thing that you need. And you got to trust in him, and you got to believe in him, and you got to pray, because he's not going to see you at the end of it. And I just thank you for that this morning. I mean,
well, you know what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said, thank you for this afternoon. I'm saying this morning, you know, I'll mix up, you know, this afternoon. And what you said,
yes.
I agree with you. I agree with what you said. And because if a man can't go out on his own to provide, for he said he should be saving soul, not worrying about money, because, you know, money are roots of evil, but you do need money in area that you know, doing, you know, you're like a household need money. I have a preacher when they go out on trips or out to different churches and stuff. It's nothing wrong that the church give them collections to take along with what they go give, but they're not supporting you bag for money. You save your soul, not trying to beg nobody for money, you know?
Yeah, but see, but you know what? I'm glad that you're saying this. And if you're just joining us live, we're on the air. This is Relationship Night. We are asking the scenario question in regards to a man of God, a prophet, that is constantly asking for money. Now, let me say this, Erico 832, not just a man of God. It could be a woman of God. It could be anybody within the operations of the fivefold ministries. I mean, you got normal people and saved people in relationships that is taking care of that man.
Amen.
Now, there's nothing wrong to take care of a man if the condition requires you to do so, but for him to rely on the woman for some, for financial support, then my question to you, are you sure you've been chosen and called by God?
Yeah, you have to make sure that you are chosen by God.
Well, we thank you. We thank you for your answer. Before I disconnect with you, I want to check and see if you had any questions, any comments, or anything that you want me to be a blessing in your life in regards to a relationship with you.
Okay, does God show you anything to tell me about a relationship? And I know I have a closer walk with God every day of my life, because without him, I wouldn't be able to survive. I wouldn't be able to stand the test, go through things that I go through. God go before us, and he prepared the way for us. You know, and I just thank
Amen.
God for this afternoon. I thank you, but if God gave you something to give me, I already receive it. And I'm really hopping around because I have arthritis in my knee. I think my trip made it trigger and it's acting up real bad, but I still thank God for it.
Well, let me help you with the arthritis. Join the crew. I pulled two muscles in my lower back, and I'm in pain right about now. But even with all of that being said, God is still a healer. It is something amazing about you. Every time that there's a prophetic voice for you, your word always remains the same. And that could be good, and then that can also be bad. But let me talk about the good. I know we spoke before in regards to a better relationship, changes and different things with your siblings, meaning your children. Young
yes, we did.
Or old. And I'm going to give you that same word again, that God is going to set you free so that you
Amen.
Can live.
Amen.
God is going to set you free so that
Amen.
You can live. And let
Amen.
Me tell you this. You are always a mother. It doesn't matter how old your children are, you will always be their mother. But I see God releasing you from a hold, H-O-L-D, concerning your children. Go
Amen.
And walk in peace when that happens.
Amen.
Meaning
Amen.
That whatever was, no longer let it exist within your spirit. So that way, in this year of 2016, that you will be just pulled away from that. Even
Amen.
The temptation of you wanting to reach back, I see God still pulling you back, because there is a lot of work for you to do for God that you have
Amen.
Not even started. So So God will definitely use you in that season, and that was your word of the Lord, word of the Lord concerning to what God is going to do for you in this season. Amen?
Amen. Thank God. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. I thank God for area code 832. There's two things here, and I'm kind of pausing because I'm just being obedient. Two things. One, somebody that's connected on the line now. I see a pregnancy. I don't know if it's from the switchboard or if it's from someone listening via internet. I see someone that is pretty much already pregnant. And I'm not sure what is happening in this relationship, but one thing I could tell you as a mother, as a woman of God, as a prophet of God, a baby will never put the relationship back where it needs to be at. A newborn baby can have an impact into the situation that is happening. And it can also bring two things, pain or change. Somebody need to write that down. Whoever this is for, a baby cannot bring the relationship back to where it was. The pregnancy of the baby can bring two things, pain or change. It takes a lot of work in a faulty relationship where a woman becomes pregnant thinking that a man will change. Well, the second thing I want to tell you, whoever this is for, you cannot change a man. And the only reason why I know it to be so is because it wasn't the woman who created the man, but it was God himself who created Adam. And I find it amazing, because two things I'm pulling from my spirit, and just bear with me. Are you all aware that God didn't name Eve? Adam named Eve? We know God created man and woman because we know that from the very beginning of the book of Genesis, and I'm not going to read it for the sake of the show. But you go right there in Genesis, somewhere around chapter 1, verse 26 or 27. And Adam named his helpmate, which was Eve. There's a lot of things I see behind that. But I want to go back to Habakkuk 2 and 2, where God speaks about writing the visions down and making it clear. So those that will come read it will understand what is written. And I know in the beginning of this broadcast, I talked about plans and provisions that God makes for his people. And it's nowhere written that anybody's responsible to take care of no leader. See, the problem is, and this is for those that are listening and those that are coming to the archives, you all don't have a vision. And the only way you could get a vision is from God. You can't write the vision if you don't know the vision. Just like you can't write the script if you don't know the story. And I'm going to tell you something right now. As much as I love God, I'm not taking care of no man. I'm sorry. I am not taking care of no man. Now watch what I say. I'm not taking care of no man. Now if that's my husband, who I know God has sent, and whatever the situation is in the family, we ought to work as one and unity. But it does not take away that it's the man's responsibility in the church or out the church, don't matter, to take care of himself. Because if you ain't never had a job, I got a problem with you. Because you ain't a survivor. And there's no way that you can say that you're a man of God and a prophet of God, and there's no leeway in your life. So that's something I want you all to think about. Well, I'm taking care of him because he loved me. Okay, he loved you. Well, he loved me too. And if he loved you like that, then he should be seeking some type of employment that he could be a provider for the family. And too much of this is going on, as I indicated in the beginning of this show, with social media. There's too many people begging for money. And these are people that's supposed to be God's living birth people. And if Facebook really would do a serious investigation check on their website, you'd be surprised how much fraud come up left and right. I know some prophets, I know some people in the church will not step foot in the sanctuary if they are not getting paid for services. Because every time God gives the assignment, as I say, he gives the provision. See, the assignment and the gift work hand in hand. Okay. Somebody just, let me give you this. The late Dr. Miles Malone, and I believe a lot of you know him, drills that the point of home and shows us that the importance of us discovering our gifts and using it to its fullest potential. It is really this gift from God that enables us to fulfill our vision. I want you all to take everything that God has given for tonight, Relationship Wednesday, and I want all of you to be blessed tonight in regards to what God is doing. If you are in a relationship and you find yourself is the sole provider for that man, then I want to tell you tonight, take an extra look and begin to sit down and ask God to work within your mind and to help you see and understand that there's nothing wrong with helping a man, guiding him where he needs to be at. But there's a difference in supporting his needs. It is his responsibility to be able to support himself, not you support him. God bless you all. As the Lord permits for this Friday, make sure to join me back here, Prophecy Night and Relationship Wednesday. We'll be dealing with various different questions regarding our relationship. And if you have anything additional, please definitely let me know, so that we can all be a blessing to each other. God bless you all. Love you.